Chag Sameach, it's great to be with all of our friends streaming on this, the eighth day of Chanukah. We know that the Kabbalists refer to this day as Zot Chanukah, which literally translated means this is Chanukah, which means that all the connections in the seven previous days were simply leading up to the great light that is revealed on this day. We mentioned a few weeks ago that the uniqueness of Chanukah is the number eight, that the number seven represents that which is within the normal confines of nature, even blessings, even good things, but that are within the confines of nature. But that eight represents miracles. Eight represents no boundary, no limitation, beyond all the realms of nature. And therefore, it's, of course, not coincidental that the eighth day of Chanukah is the one that is referred to as this is Chanukah. So what does that mean? And this is why it was so important for us to be together on this eighth day, that it is from the energy, not only, of course, of the lighting, but really the energy of these 24 hours that we are meant to draw for the next 12 months, the energy, the light that creates miracles. And what is a miracle? Miracles, sometimes think, and it's also true, chas v'shalom, a person's in medical need, in other type of need, and in the natural course of things, you don't see a way out, you don't see how things are going to turn out for the best, and a miracle can happen. And that's why sometimes we have to draw a miracle, because the natural progression of things seems to be going in not a positive way. That's one type of miracle. That's not really the miracles we're talking about. And again, for myself, for all of us, to have clarity of this consciousness. What we're talking about today, and that's why it's the eighth day, because you can draw a miracle into the 7 days, meaning within to the realm of nature, you can draw every once in a while an energy, a miracle that is beyond, that is extending away from nature. But that's not what Chanukah is about. Chanukah, when we talk about the miracles of Chanukah, we're not talking about the miracle that, when we, B'zat Hashem, that also, but that's the smaller part, that chas v'shalom, and any time over the next 12 months, there'll be a situation where the natural course of things will not lead to a positive conclusion. From Chanukah, we can draw, but then you can do it the other 7 days. What's special about today? And again, B'zat Hashem, we should have the zchut to both understand it, to ask for it, and to make the connection strongly enough to draw it. But the purpose of the eighth day is that our lives are completely lived in the level of eight, in the level of miracles. Not for one second do we live within the normal way of things. And then all the blessings that we need, that we desire, are in abundance all the time. Not just when we, oh my God, I think I need a miracle. Oh, I need more here or this to change there. What's available to us on this eighth day is to live a completely different life. A life that is within the realm of what we call the miraculous, which means there is never any limitation, there is never any darkness, there is never any experience of negativity. That's what's available. And Zot Chanukah. This is the real energy of Chanukah. Now, you have to know what's available. And then, B'zat Hashem, you know, hopefully we can connect to 100% of it. But if you connect even to 90% of it, your life should be that dramatically different. And that's really what we're asking for. That is what is available on this day. A dramatic shift in our lives. Not to be able to awaken miracles, but to live every day of the next 12 months within the realm of the miraculous. If you begin to appreciate at least what the energy that's available, you can begin to understand a teaching we try to quote every eighth day of Chanukah, every Zot Chanukah, this. It's Chanukah, Zot Chanukah, that the great Kabbalist Rabbi Yisrael Avrushin says that what the most elevated soul, the high priest, can awaken, can draw into our world on the most elevated day of the year, on Yom Kippur, in the most elevated place, physical place, in the Holy of Holies, in the temple. What the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, can awaken in the holiest place, in the Holy of Holies, on the highest day, on Yom Kippur, even the lowest person, the simplest person, can awaken on Zot Chanukah. So, the second awakening and request and desire that we want to awaken is if there are parts in your life, more importantly, if there's people that you know that need this miraculous awakening, know with certainty that you have the power now, as we are making this connection together, to awaken it. The lighting, the songs, the consciousness. Think now, take a moment to think about the areas in your own life, the areas in the lives of those that you know, that you love, that are around you, and where it is that you are going to be directing the miraculous light of Zot Chanukah, of this eighth day that is beyond the realm of nature, again into your own life, into the lives of those around you. So let's take a moment before we begin the connection to think about those areas in our own lives. As I said, at least two requests, two vessels that we are awakening. First, that our lives are going to be dramatically different after this eighth day, because we are going to be drawing into our lives for the next 12 months a life lived in the miraculous world, in the world what the Kabbalists refer to as the eight. And second, if there are specific areas in our own lives, in the lives of those, the people that we know, that they need to be elevated to the miraculous, now we have the ability to awaken it. So Bezat Hashem will have the opportunity to share a little bit more after our connections, but that's where we want to begin our consciousness. You know, I was thinking about it. I'll say one more thing. There are times of connection where words are helpful. Words are important, teachings, understanding. But in truth, the eighth day of Chanukah is not a day for words, because what is available is so beyond both our comprehension, certainly our ability to articulate. So after the first two requests that we have, again, first, that our lives are transformed to be lived in the miraculous, and second, the areas in our own lives and in the lives of people that we know that need a miracle. Third, take yourself to the space of knowing that everything you're asking for, even those two, which are two very big blessings, what is actually available is so much more beyond that. May we have the zchut to connect to the first two blessings, but maybe most importantly, to connect to the third blessing that is beyond even our comprehension, of the light, of the blessings, of the goodness, of the revelation, of the light of the Creator that is available to us now. On Zot Chanukah, this is Chanukah, this is the light that will transform our lives, and Bezat Hashem will transform our world. Before we begin singing the songs, and we have the opportunity to look at the candles, of course, if you have candles in your home, I recommend lighting them. The Kabbalists teach that everything we spoke about before, the miracles, are literally shining off of the candles that we lit. So while we're looking at the lit candles, we want to focus on them and know that they are pouring onto us the light of miracles and the three gifts that we spoke about before. Another important consciousness is that there's a teaching, we've shared this many times, but one of our biggest, Rav Ashlag says, our biggest problem in life is that our eyes don't see. And the biggest purpose of all of our spiritual work is to gain what's called the opening of the eyes. What does the opening of the eyes simply mean? Maybe today you had a moment, an hour, hours, that you were upset about something. Why? because you're seeing something, and that thing to you, for whatever reason, is upsetting, it's disappointing, it's upsetting. In reality, that situation is only filled with light. Your eyes, our eyes, because of the fact that we haven't grown enough, we haven't changed enough, or we use our eyes sometimes in ways that they shouldn't, they're blind to the truth. They're blind to the goodness of the light of the Creator in every situation. And therefore, we become upset. And therefore, we become disappointed. And therefore, again, what's our biggest problem in life? That we don't see the light of the Creator everywhere. If we saw the light of the Creator everywhere, we'd be happy every single second of the day. But we're blind. We're spiritually blind. By looking at the candles, and this has to be our consciousness meditation, we want to both cleanse our eyes from the times and the ways and the moments when we use them to look in things that in ways that we shouldn't or in things that we shouldn't. And most importantly, that the light of the candles, of the fire, the flame, open up our eyes to be able to see the light of the Creator always. As Rav Ashlag says, what the Kabbalists refer to as p'kichat ha'inayim, the opening of the eyes. That when we open up the eyes, we will see and experience. What our eyes see is what we experience. And experience only the goodness of the light of the Creator that is being revealed everywhere. So as we said, there's a lot of work that we're doing now. We're going to sing the songs, but most importantly, we're going to meditate on the candles, on the flame, on the fire that pours into our lives the three gifts that we said before, that we will live in the realm of the miraculous for the next 12 months, that anywhere and any place in our lives that needs a miracle now or those that we know need it, we will be able to draw it now. And third, all the great light that is even beyond our comprehension that will shine to us, all that is literally being thrown at us by the flame, by the fire. And second, as we look at the fire, at the flames, we want to cleanse our eyes from seeing negativity, from not seeing, most importantly, to be meriting p'kichat einayim, the opening of our eyes, so that everywhere we look, all the times, we will see only the goodness of the light of the Creator, and therefore that will be our experience. And of course, thirdly, we want to ask that this great light that is emanating, it's not because I lit it, anybody who lights 8 candles tonight, and if you haven't, I strongly recommend that you do, but anybody who lights 8 candles tonight, these candles shine with the greatest light that can be revealed in our world. So we want to ask, thirdly, that this light shines so powerfully, that we draw it and awaken it so powerfully, that all the places in our world, of course, in Israel, in the Middle East, that there's conflict, that there is darkness, that there is negativity, all that be transformed by the great light that we are revealing together. Bezrat Hashem. Chag Sameach, I want to share 3. There's, again, limitless light and blessings, but I want to share at least 3 more. So, in the Maoz Sur, in this ancient song we sang before, we sing a verse, we speak about what happened thousands of years ago, the Greeks entered into the temple, destroyed the temple. Of course, we know that we're not connecting now to a story that happened 2,000 years ago. What we're talking about here is the destruction that has occurred, and again, I hope I'm not shocking anybody, but most of us are imperfect. And why aren't we perfect? Because we have allowed our soul, of course, we were born pure, our soul has always remained pure. But the construction, this edifice that is our temple, you, I, every single one of us, parts of it have been destroyed. If you've had a doubt the past year, it's because this temple, has cracks in it or maybe destroyed. If you've had many doubts, if you've had many fears, if you've had many days of darkness, there's only one reason. Because this temple of yours has been destroyed. So when we're talking about, we're not talking about what happened thousands of years ago, we're talking about the experience that every single one of us, unfortunately, still has. But what's the blessing of this day? Minotar kankanim nasenes lashoshanim. This, from that spark of the light that we're lighting here, that's igniting, and this is the beauty and the power of this day. We are reigniting. You know, as Monica mentioned, it's been a very interesting past 48 hours. One of them is that, you know, those of you, you know, our boiler was having problems. You know, if the light goes out on the boiler, no more hot water, no more heating, right? It's a problem, right? And that's what that all of us are walking around with the flame diminished. The gift of Chanukah is to reignite that holy flame within every single one of us and to rebuild this temple. Like, what does that mean? That means that all the causes of our own chaos, that is the effect of this temple, each one of our, both body and soul, not being in its perfected state, can be fixed by the flame of this day, by the light of this day. And therefore, when we say that the temple was rebuilt from the small flame, from the small part of the oil that was left, what we're saying is that even though most of us, again, maybe there's some of us who are perfect, but most of us aren't perfect. Most of us have had some darkness. Most of us experience doubt. Most of us experience negativity. It doesn't have to be so. And the one time of the year that you don't have to do anything except know that this is available. What we're doing now, what is available to us, and only in the next 24 hours, as we meditate on these candles and just meditate on the energy of these days, that we are rebuilding all the broken parts within us, all the places that allow chaos to enter within us, all the parts of us that aren't fixed, can be fixed on Chanukah. What a beautiful opportunity the Creator gives us. We have to know it, we have to beg for it, we have to ask for it and connect to it. Second, related to that, in the section from Psalms that we sing, there's probably the root cause of any chas v'shalom destruction that happens. It says, "Vani amarti b'shalvi." When things are going okay, I say or I think, "Bal emot leolam." I'm never going to fall. There are things, you know, we've all unfortunately had those moments, meaning the good moments we've had. But within the midst of when everything is going well, we have the thought, "Ah, everything's okay. I think everything's going to stay okay." No. You have to know, histarta panecha it nival. If for a second I disconnect from the light of the Creator, fear and everything can fall away. The source, the root of destruction is va'ani amarti b'shalvi bal emot leolam. When things are going well, when you're in a good moment, you think the ego starts telling you everything's going to be okay. Don't push so hard. You don't have to do that much work. Bal emot leolam. Everything's going to be okay. No. Histarta panecha iti nival, even especially in the moments when everything is going okay, remind yourself, if for one second, chas v'shalom, I'm disconnected from the light of the Creator, there's nothing. There's no health, there's no life, there's no blessing, there's no sustenance, there's nothing. Histarta panecha iti nival, I have to remember, especially in the times of shalvi, in the times when things are going okay, to remember now is the time to remember, I can't be disconnected from the light for one second. Because I know that chas v'shalom, even though everything seems okay right now, if I let go for one second of the light of the Creator, chaos enters. Again, that's part of the fixing of this day. That we should have the zchut, we should have the merit, especially in the times of shalvi, especially in the times when everything seems to be okay, to remember, to grab the light even more strongly then. Because I know that if chas v'shalom, for a second the light isn't shining upon me, everything goes away. And third, and I know that most of our friends who are joining us now are friends who are supporting the work of the center. I want to ask for our world in this moment, not just in this moment, but in the next 24 hours of this eighth day, that we all meditate together, that we have the zchut, you and I and every single one of us, and together, to have the work of the center be miraculous this year. The world needs the miracle of the center. The world needs the miracle of Kabbalah, the miracle of the light of the Zohar, the miracle of the light of the Creator revealed in our world. And we don't want, and this is not the day to ask for success, we want the work of the center to be miraculous this year. That together we will see great miracles in our work, in the expansion of the revelation of the light of Kabbalah, of the light of the Zohar, of the light of the Creator in our world in miraculous, miraculous ways, Be'ezrat Hashem. So thank you all for joining us. And I hope, and again, I do recommend, I think we'll have hopefully a recording of this online to see again. There's a lot of important meditations and consciousness and requests, but there's a verse that we say, and those of you who join us in the morning connections, especially in Hanukkah, there's a section from Psalms, it's called the Hallel, the songs that we sing. And we say, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, this is the day where the miraculous light of the Creator is completely revealed. Nagila Venis Mechavo, may we have the merit to draw from it all the light that is available and all the joy that is available and all the blessings that is available. And then we say, Me'et Hashem Haita Zot, Zot Chanukah, is the greatest gift the Creator gives us in the year. Me'et Hashem Haita Zot, Hiniflat Benu. Then we'll see our lives transformed and we'll be in awe of the miracles that we're going to experience, that we're going to see every day in the next 12 months. Bezat Hashem. Chag Sameach.